It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
When giving a present to your significant other, they say it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, for sure.
But sometimes even a great gift can come back to bite you, no matter how thoughtful or expensive it might have been.
What do you mean?
I don't get it either.
Well, just ask Brooke, who one year got a lovely dish rack from her husband.
Okay.
And for some reason, she was so upset. I don't know, maybe it wasn't a designer dish rack. It didn't come with the Bluetooth technology she was hoping for.
It was our first Christmas together as a couple.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
She remembers, still angry about it.
Still with him?
Yeah.
I married him after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now, one of our listeners, Ariana, has reached out for help after her gift to her boyfriend backfired. And now she's looking for some assistance. Ariana, was it a dish rack?
No, it was not a dish rack.
Okay.
Good choice.
If I had a dish rack, I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Jose's like, I've never done the dishes before.
Exactly.
So, first of all, what's your boyfriend's name?
Kyle.
And have you guys been together for a while?
Yeah, we were celebrating our one-year anniversary. That's what the whole gift was for.
Oh, okay.
Congrats, you made it a year.
You know, and that's hard, because like you know each other really well, but you don't fully understand
it's not like
each other
years.
Yet. Right.
Yeah.
It's a good barometer.
Yeah. I mean, were you guys going big, or was this like a small celebration?
I was going big with a surprise, but I don't know if he quite expected it.
Okay.
What did you do? What did you get for him?
I got him a surprise trip to Mexico.
That's really big.
And that's his problem? He's like, I wanted to go to Greece.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's no dish rack, let's be honest, but pretty thoughtful.
Could have been better. You're right.
I mean, girl, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, that's amazing. You're setting a high bar if that's your one-year anniversary.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Trying to. It took a while. I had to work some extra shifts to pay for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like made this whole Mexican themed gift basket with like bottles of Corona and the plane tickets and the hotel brochure.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you're the best girlfriend in the world.
I know you are.
I would love this.
Yeah, and then I gave it to him. I had like a taco night and gave it to him after dinner and stuff.
Oh, that is so funny.
Very planned.
I'm visualizing it in my head. It just sounds amazing.
Well, I know.
You can't go wrong with this.
Right?
I know.
Unless like he got food poisoning from the tacos or something.
Right, that's the thing. Like, why would you be calling us about this? Are you just bragging about your Mexican vacation?
She just hangs up. Okay, bye.
No, it just kind of like took a turn after that. He opened it and he was speechless. I thought that meant he was excited.
But then
his mood changed drastically. He looked a little more freaked out. And then eventually he said he couldn't go.
What?
Really?
He couldn't?
And I was like.
Oh. Was it like a work thing? Like couldn't get work off and he felt guilty maybe?
Yeah, that's what he said at first. But I could tell like something was off. Like he blamed it on work and his boss. But then he got like in a really bad mood. And then he just said like he didn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Oh, he like shut down.
Oh.
That must have made the lovemaking anniversary very awkward.
Racing, because if someone is like negative about a huge gift like that, to me it means that he's guilty of something. I know.
It must mean that the guy did something wrong.
No,
bro.
I
understand. It must be something horrible that he did in his past that he needs to confess to.
That's not what I'm saying, but my mind would immediately go like, oh my God, he's cheating on me. He wanted to break up with me.
Or he's not as into you as you think. Maybe he doesn't want a vacation with me.
I will also say I know people that won't go to Mexico or any other certain countries because they're scared of, you know, international things.
Okay, you
kidnapped.
Don't need to talk for yourself.
But I'm just saying, maybe he's like, no, Mexico's not on my list. And he's scared to go, maybe crime or getting, you know, smuggled or kidnapped.
Whatever the word is,
illegal stuff happens there, okay?
Like everywhere. But like, you don't, even if that's the case, like, I mean, you're saying he was rude to you.
Yeah, it was just like a weird dark turn.
Okay.
Oh. And his mood changed.
I mean, have you been able to talk it out since then?
Well, no, that's like why I called. It's been like a week and he's avoiding my calls. And when I text him, he's giving like one and two text responses.
Oh,
I have no idea what's going on. And I'm like kind of freaking out a little bit.
hope it's refundable.
Are you going to break up with him for not going?
No, I'm freaking out that he is, like, breaking up with me, and that's why he's not responding or talking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, whatever you did, he's like, oh.
Yeah, maybe a side girl booked a trip the same week to Mexico.
Oh!
See, I told you, back to cheating!
Now that's a good twist!
Okay, well, hold on. So,
that's
Ariana,
not a good twist, that's a terrible twist.
I like it!
Ariana, what are you wanting to do with your call, then?
I just want help, like, getting him on the phone, and then, I guess, just getting him to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
And it feels like that isn't too much to ask. Like, he owes you that. You just bought him a trip to Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
So we have to figure out how to get your boyfriend to open up about what's really going on. Why doesn't he want to accept the trip to Mexico?
Oh.
Yeah.
See, this is why you always go with the dish rack. It doesn't cause this kind of drama. Anyway.
He can do the dishes right now.
Seriously. We'll play a song, though. We'll come back, and we'll give you some advice and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of an Awkward Tuesday phone call, and one of our listeners, Ariana, recently celebrated her one-year anniversary with her boyfriend, Kyle.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And for a gift, she surprised him with a trip to Mexico.
Yeah. Wow.
It sounds amazing.
I mean, yeah. I want to date her.
She even gave him a little basket with cervezas and tacos in it.
Perfect.
But soon afterwards, Kyle started acting weird. He said he couldn't go and then didn't want to talk about why.
Oof.
Now it's been a week, and Ariana's reached out to us for help. And I'm hoping, Ariana, that we have some good advice for you. Actually, Brooke told me before we got on that she's figured it out.
I think she knows
the trick to get him to open up. Brooke?
I think I have. Okay, listen.
Right.
The worst thing you can do is put him on the defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever going to open up with anything if you feel like he's being accused.
Yeah.
So catch him by opening with a joke. I'm serious.
What? I did not see this
joke. Exactly. He wouldn't either, right?
Oh.
It could be something simple like, what do you call my cheese that's not yours?
Oh.
And then
nacho.
You drop nacho cheese and the whole thing is light.
Brooke,
it's airy.
We don't want her to get broken up with.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
He will have no choice but to spill the beans. Get it?
I'm just saying,
like...
Ariana, what do you think about that? How about opening with a little stand-up routine?
I love it. Worst case, he laughs a bunch.
Yeah, you want to do a 15-minute set to kick off this call?
I'm not sure about 15 minutes, but I can try one.
Okay.
There you go.
One, okay.
I mean, his guard will be down.
Maybe the humor will break the ice.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't know.
I mean, if you guys really think that's the best option, I can try it.
Well, maybe. Well,
dude,
I'm about to call your boyfriend's number. You ready?
Okay.
Good luck. We're here for you. We'll jump in when we feel like the conversation's getting out of hand.
Okay.
Or if you need extra jokes. Brooke's got you right.
Yeah. Jose's a stand-up comedian. He'll feed you. All right, ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sorry, I didn't recognize this number. Where are you calling from?
You haven't been picking up my call, so I just tried from another number. I'm glad you picked up.
Sorry, I've been really busy.
Are you too busy for just a quick joke?
Oh, no. What are you talking about?
Okay, just listen, hang on. Okay, what do you call nacho cheese?
I have no idea.
My cheese.
That was weird.
I forget. Listen, I actually, can we just like, I don't know what, I just want to know what's been going on lately with you.
What does any of this have to do with nacho cheese?
Nothing.
You just caught me a little off guard. I mean, the fact that I didn't recognize the number and the joke.
You've been avoiding me for almost a week now, ever since our anniversary, and like, you're not picking up my calls. You're barely texting me back. It's like, I did this really awesome, nice thing for you. And then you are like ghosting me and treating me like this. And I think I deserve to know what's going on.
I know. I am sorry that you are feeling that way. And you're right. I've been a total jerk about the whole situation. And I
Yeah.
I know I've handled it really poorly. I just, I don't know how to tell you.
Were you going to break up with me soon or something? Is that why this is so weird?
What? No.
Okay, is it like what I told you about my ex? Because I told you it doesn't matter what he's got versus what you got. Like, I want to be with you.
No. That's not what this is about. And thank you for continuing to bring that up.
Did I do something? Did I do something wrong?
No, you haven't done anything wrong, you know? And it was really sweet of you. And I would love to go on vacation with you anywhere but Mexico.
Why? What's wrong with Mexico?
It's complicated.
Okay, hey, why don't you just tell me what it is? Because I'm over here guessing and I'm still freaking out.
I don't know how to tell you.
Just tell me.
I know, but I'm worried that you are going to think less of me if you know.
Why would I think less of you?
Because of what I did.
What? What did you do? What? Please, I won't hate you. I won't judge you. Whatever. I just need to know. Like, this is ridiculous. You just have to tell me.
Okay. I got busted at the border for being a retirement home drug mule.
What?
What was that?
What's that?
Is that a joke? Abe?
Like a slower drug mule?
Hey, Kyle.
A drug mule in a motorized scooter.
Whoa. What's happening?
Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What?
You're in a safe space, man. It's okay.
It's cool. We're here for you, bro.
We're doing
it does not feel safe.
No, man, you're good.
No, we're good.
We're doing a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Ariana, what's going on?
Just listen to them. They're cool. Just listen.
Yeah. So Ariana needed some help understanding why you were acting so weird after she got you that present with a surprise trip to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard something that I think you need to explain.
Definitely.
I wish I could take that back.
Well,
can you just start with what is a retirement drug mule?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a retirement drug mule. It's a retirement home drug mule.
Retirement? Okay. Get right, Brooke.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that term. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah, what is that?
Right. So back in college, I did spring break in Cabo, and I was with a bunch of my hardcore party friends.
Okay.
All right.
I was with a guy named Gooch.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Nothing's good is going to come from going to Mexico with Gooch.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of our last nights, Gooch and I were really messed up.
Okay.
And he convinced me that we could make a lot of money, which, you know, always sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bet Gooch has all sorts of ways to make a lot of money.
I mean, I know it's illegal and I'm interested in it.
Right. So this would be by smuggling blue pills across the border.
Blue pills?
The little
Viagra.
And is that where the retirement center comes into play?
Right. So apparently at the time, Gooch's grandfather was running a smuggling ring with senior centers.
That's not awesome, but that's crazy.
You know, saying it back, I'm embarrassed, but also it does sound kind of awesome.
No, it doesn't.
Awesome is not the word that I would have chosen.
It's still illegal. Like, can't the old men just get the pills from their doctors?
Not that price?
It's just easily accessible.
Right.
Like, you can get a lot of things over the counter in Mexico.
So you did this.
I did it. So, you know, on our last day, like on the flight home, Gooch handed me a balloon and
what?
I definitely don't want to go any further into those details.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, I was going to do whatever I had to do to not get caught.
Yeah. So
it obviously didn't work. Yeah. What happened?
We got caught and I have a federal ban from entering Mexico. But hey, there is a highlight for 32 years. So, Ariana, maybe we could go there someday when I too need a little blue pill.
Maybe
drop the blue pill. Yeah, that was not as romantic as you thought.
I don't think so. Ariana, I mean, what are you thinking here now that you've heard this story?
I don't know what to say. I don't know how this is real. I guess it's better than other things that you could get banned from Mexico for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was trying to help out some grandpas.
I mean, I understand.
Hey, that's good, Brooke. Yeah, it was for a good cause.
That is a lot to process.
Yeah.
Your brain must be like a bowl of nacho cheese right now.
Oh, just no.
Not yours.
By the way, we're going to work on that offline. Yeah, that was...
Anyway, everything is out in the open. We know the truth.
We do. Your
boyfriend is a former retirement home drug mule.
Jeez.
A reformed one.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Kyle?
That is right. Never again.
Okay, your smuggling days are behind you. So, Ariana, where are we standing now?
Let's just put it behind us and go somewhere else, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah, good.
Yes, and just in an unrelated note, Kyle, do you still happen to have Gooch's phone number? I just want to know.
I deleted it.
Oh.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.